Good morning. Thanks. I wanted to wait for that little.
I like it.
Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XTU.
Dave, you're a dater.
I try.
You're a guy that goes on dates. Have you heard of cushioning? This is the latest. No, I don't mean that.
This is the latest
dating trend. Cushioning. But no. I don't understand it. And since you are in the dating world, then maybe you can explain it to me. Because they're saying that millennials are cushioning their relationships, which means that they're keeping their options open and flirting with others so that you have a backup if your primary relationship doesn't work out.
Okay. I think that's called dating. Isn't that just called dating?
Well, that's what I thought. Right? Like, that's what it is to date. It doesn't mean that everyone you date is an exclusive relationship, but is that what it's come to? Is that what people think now?
They have to come up with a term to replace dating, even though it's the exact same thing? What do they think dating is, then?
I think that they think that you're just in a monogamous relationship.
That you go on one date with one person, and that's it? You are locked in?
Maybe if you go on two dates. Maybe there's a limit. Right. Maybe. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If you're in the dating scene, maybe you understand this a little bit better than we do. 215-263-6700. Mm-hmm. But maybe this. And again, it's been a long time since I was dating. Right. But I remember my mom always telling me that the same thing. Like, just because you're dating someone doesn't mean you can't talk and flirt with other people. Right. Like, wait until that rings on your finger. Yeah.
It's kind of the whole point of dating, right?
It really is. It 100% is. It's why you don't just look at someone and go, hey, let's get married, and then go immediately and get married.
Yeah. This is why you are in charge of my dating apps.
Why?
Because you're very wise and you understand this is what dating is. You don't right swipe one person and then just wait forever the right swipe you back, right?
Yep, that's it. Keep it going. The person I chose. Yeah. We're getting married.
I do have a couple other dating terms I wanted to throw by you. See what you think of them. All right. If you've been on a date where the other person talked relentlessly about themselves the entire time.
All right. I would just call that annoying.
Kanye'd.
I like that.
There's also one, if you the act of staying with someone you find basic and boring just because you find them attractive.
That's a good one. What's that?
White clawing. and then one more. You know, when you go out for a date, you get all dolled up, like you'd spend a lot of time picking out the perfect outfit.
Oh, sure.
Not supposed to, you know, women, hair's got to be perfect. Yeah. Makeup's got to be perfect.
I mean, it's a date. Like, you're dressing to impress.
Right, because as we've learned, that first date, they're going to marry you. Right?
Clearly.
And then they cancel at the last minute.
Ugh.
If that happens to you, you have been glamboozled.
That is the best one I've ever heard.
Yeah. So those are good.
That's fantastic. Yeah. All right. So talk to us about dating in 2020. Mm-hmm. I mean, do Dave and I have it wrong? Is this what his problem is, that he's not marrying enough women? 215-263-6700.
This is the Andy Summers Show.
I thought it'd be a fun way to start our morning.
Good call, sir.
92.5 XTU.
92.5 XTU. Good morning, Alexandra.
So what do you know about cushioning?
So I never heard of cushioning, like, as a term, but I think that, like, as a millennial, when you're dating, like, you just automatically assume, like, you're looking for that person just like anyone would. But as soon as you go out on a date, like, you automatically assume, like, you guys are monogamous. Like, you don't, like, see other people, I guess. I would assume, like, You just don't see other people. Like,
all right, so after date one, you're either all in or all out. It's all or nothing.
Exactly. Like,
got it.
And I guess they just put a term on it.
Yeah. Okay.
That seems super stressful.
It really is. All right. Well, thanks so much,
Alexandra.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good day. I love you guys. Love your show.
Great. Thank you, Alexandra. And good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Hi, Laura. Were you able to hear Alexandra and her idea of dating in 2020?
I was not.
Okay. So she basically said that right now, these days, when you go out on a date with someone, you kind of just assume that now you're dating. Now it's a monogamous relationship.
It's just one person. And after that first date, you're in or you're out.
Is that how you see it? Is that why we have to actually call dating cushioning now, so that you can have someone on the side? It's not even somebody on the side. It's just dating. Keeping your options open. Right. It's dating. You're right. It's just dating.
It's depends on the scenario. Like, when you start going out with somebody, there's a difference between going out and dating, first of all. I remember having that conversation with my mom when I was younger. Like, she's like, but you're going out. I'm like, yeah, but we're not dating. But I think that the whole, that term cushioning now, like, I think back to, like, watching the Brady Bunch. And I remember seeing Marcia getting so excited about being asked to go steady.
Yeah.
And I don't know the last time I heard the term going steady, other than, like, my grandparents or the Brady Bunch. I think that cushioning is what we used to think of dating. And
right.
What we think of dating now is going steady.
Okay.
I think we've, like, morphed this whole, well, we've gotten rid of this, but we need to get back to it. So
right.
Now we're going to do it this way.
Okay. All right. So going out is now that's the old day. So when you're just going out with someone, you're allowed to still be flirty with other, not while you're on the date, but you can still keep your options
depends
open.
Depends how bad the date is, but yeah.
Yeah, go out with Tom, Dick, and Harry all different nights, all the same night. Who cares? But you only
Tom,
date one
Dick,
time.
And Harry. There are so many old terms. I love it. This is fantastic. But these are terms that I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that makes a lot more sense. But I still have a problem with it.
With the whole cushioning, like you don't need the term. That's just
you don't
for a term that's
term.
Already the same thing.
I feel like by just calling, like by inferring that dating means that you're going steady. Let's say right in a monogamous. That's too much pressure. It's too fast.
Yeah.
It is.
Everybody
you
just relax. Have some fun. Right.
Completely agree.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Until you're ready to meet the parents or the family. Pressure.
That's it. But now, like, you know, these millennials, Laura, everybody just lives at home anyway, so it's hard not to meet
right.
parents.
We could all learn from Marcia Brady.
I guess
right?
so. You're the best. Thanks.
All of these old references. I'm only 30.
Okay. you're wise beyond your years, Lauren. Thank you for calling up. We appreciate it.
Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.